Watch Alum, everyone. My name is Daughter Yujiro Abel, and I'd like to serve you forever as the priest is starting very soon. It's now time to start finding your seats for Sabbath services.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. My name is Daughter of Yujiro Abel, Zaleya Hawkins. I want to serve you as a priestess starting very soon. It's an honor and privilege to introduce the sons and daughters of Yujiro Abel now entering the sanctuary. I now turn it over to the great priests in the house of Yahweh.
Shalom, everyone. Please pay close attention to this whole service. There is tons of knowledge and understanding that will be coming to you. This can only be achieved from this service at the house of Yahweh. Prophecy, laws of health, and gematria all added up to one fantastic lesson. And with this, I'd like to turn it over to the first teacher.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Please be seated. If I could have my first slide, please. The title of my speech today is Matithiah 24/7. And if you read that as I give you my introduction, I wanted to let you know that we are going to be hearing from a man who is prophesied in these last days to be bringing us this information about nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Now, this man is prophesied in Revelation 11, and he is one of Yahweh's last two witnesses who is ordained to give us this information. We're going to have several speakers that are going to continue to be bringing out information concerning this man and his ordained office. So we want you to stay tuned in. We want you to listen intelligently. We want you to take notes so that you can be ready and be willing to stand forth and stand strong for Yahweh in these last days. So if I could have my second slide, please. I was asked to do a Yematria on Matithiah 24/7. That's why I wanted you to read the scripture. And I was told, put it in the Yematria however you see fit in order to see what information it has for us. So, of course, what came to mind was Cohen Benjamin Krauss says, just write it in as it's shown in the book. And as you can see, Matithiah 24/7, for nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilences. Now, those words aren't misspelled. Those extra letters are the side notes for the scripture. And the numbers underneath are what came out from the Yematria. And we're going to focus on 1402. Now, this is an intensive of 1399, and it comes from 1396, and it's the same as 1397, and it means a person or a man. Now, 1396 goes into greater detail, which means strengthen, great, mighty, strong. It means to be strong. The overseer has been telling us to stand strong, be strong in these last days. Now, 1397 comes from 1396, and it's a valiant man, a warrior. We are in a war with Satan in these last days. And in the vines, the Strong's that I have, it has the vines concordance that goes with commentary. And it says, probably referring to a man strong enough to fulfill an assigned responsibility. What does that bring to mind in these last days? Who does that bring to mind? The overseer, he has had to stand strong through everything. He has had to stand strong through persecution, through rejection, through ridicule, through arrest, through being spit in the face and being rejected by his own family members. So that's what that is. Now, I also continued, if I have my next slide, please. I continued on with putting in the Matithiah 24, and I included the chapter and verse, and these are the numbers that came up. And I want you to look at 1884. Now, from the Strong's, these are all Hebrew definitions. From the Strong's, it means of Persian origin, one skilled in law, a judge or a counselor. Our greatest judge in these last days, our physical judge that stands before us every time he speaks to us, is our overseer. And he is skilled in the law. Can I have my next slide, please? Now, this is just Matithia chapter 24, verse 7. That's all I put in. And these are the numbers that came up. And I want you to notice 497. 497 comes from 410. Yahweh has debt. What does that... Now, don't think of the one where, you know, violence, because Yahweh does not promote violence. But Yahweh has debt. Just think on that word. 410 is shortened from 352, which means strength, almighty, Yahweh. Okay, 352 comes from 193. Again, strength, hence anything strong. 193 means to twist. What does that think of when you twist the tallits on the seats on the tallits? And then 57:10 means to be decked or adorn. And deck means to array. And so what came to mind, if I can have my next scripture, please. It's Daniel 12:4-7. But I want you to look at 6 through 7. And one said to the man clothed in linen, to be decked, to be clothed. In Merriam-Webster's, decked means to clothe in a striking or elegant manner. And one said to the man clothed in linen, who on that future day is teaching, how long will it be to the end of these wonders? Now, the next three slides are going to be really fast. These are the last things of Daniel 24, Matithia 24:7. First one is pestilences, and it's 4:27, which means oak, strong oak. The next one, please, is disease epidemics. It's 419. 419 means Yahweh has loved. Again, 410, 352, and 193. This sets this scripture in this time period as the one who is clothed in linen. And the last one is famines. And I want you to look at number 402. It means to devour, fuel, consume. What does that bring to mind in these last days? The nuclear bombs, the nuclear war. The man dressed in linen is teaching us how to prepare for these last days. And with that, I turn it over to the next speaker.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You can be seated. Now, my title today is Change Your Life to Fit Instructions. Being called to the house of Yahweh, our life now is all about adjusting ourselves from who we used to be, adjusting ourselves from who we used to be to what Yahweh wants us to be. And humility is one of the character traits that will help us in this process. Be humble and teachable. Ecclesiastes 1:9 says, there's nothing new under the sun. And Genesis 3:5 talks about being evil as the gods, which we know the whole world now thinks that they have the license to sin. And it's from this deceptive teaching of Genesis 3:5 with Cain, as we all know, and we had the other Sabbath, he's the one who said, Amma, you will not surely die. But he was the first pope, as we all know, and he's the one who brought forth God worship that has been there ever since. Matthew 24, which talks about this generation that we are in that started in 1934. If you can turn to Matthew 24. Verse 37 through 39, it says, but just as the days of Noah were, so will also be the coming of the Son of Man. For just as in those days before the floods, they were eating, drinking, marrying, while giving in marriage until the day that Noah went into the ark, and did not know until the floods came and swept them all away, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Now we know that Noah did give a warning to the people, but did they take heed? And in these last days, who is giving out warning to the world? Israel Hawkins. And are the people taking heed? No, they're still not taking heed. Reading from the 18th book of Israel, chapter 2, verse 32, Pastor says, verse 30, Pastor said, I was told something, I think it was by a man named Miller, who said, who used to come to my house, and I'll skip some lines, and he says again, and he said once, one out of 10,000 people want to improve themselves. One out of every 10,000. You can't get more than that. Try it. Test it out. These tests are concrete. You can't get more than one person out of every 10,000 who wants to improve themselves. So look at that and then realize out of those few, you cannot get 1% out of those 10,000 who want to improve themselves. And we know even in the house of Yahweh, we only have three out of four will fall away. So only one will be left. So I put in the Ametria, just like Noah, Israel is sending forth a warning. And as you can see, we have that word upper room. The first number is 508, and there's that word upper room. And if you look in Yohanan, Mark 14:15, as well as Luke 22:12, it has that word, and it's talking about the preparation for the feast of Passover. And Yeshua told the disciples to go and prepare a place. And that making ready is talking about not just the physical, but also the internal fitness. And we're looking forward to that feast of Passover. The next number is 3048, which is a gathering. And that's what takes place during the feast. We gather together to Yahweh. And 3056 is the other number. And it says something said or something, a topic. And Pastor gave out this warning when he was talking about this topic about the nuclear banning as Matthew 24 and calling the people to come home because something might take place and you don't want to be in the world, you have to come home. And from 3004, which means relate in words, and he was relating to us in words from the scriptures according to what he has been inspired by Yeshua Messiah to tell the congregation. And the last number, 3749, which means earthen. We know that our bodies are made out of the dust of the earth. And this body that we have is a lustful body. It's wicked, but Yahweh is making us, begetting us through his laws and making us what he wants us to be. So continuing on, in this last days, just as the other speaker said, it is Pastor who was given the office of foretelling the future. And he's giving us this warning. So I'm urging you to take heed of this warning. Second Timaya 4:3-4 said that the people want these teachings that would tickle their ears. But do we want that? No, we want the truth, and we know the laws of Yahweh are the truth. And this truth is the one that is going to be forever. If it's not forever, we don't want it, right? And Pastor explains the scriptures to us in a way that we can understand, all of us, the young, the old, the way we can understand. So I encourage you to stay in the house of Yahweh, take heed to the warning, because a few words to the wise should be enough. And all the, if you stand for the next speaker.
Shalom, everyone. Please be seated. All right, so we can get our first Yemetria. It's prophesied in, and you see One of those numbers there is what? 828. And we know that 828 is the birthday of Yahweh's last day's witness. So we see that this, we know what the prophesied end is. We're going to get into that. We see that this ties in Yahweh's last day's witness work with the time of the end. Okay, so with the scriptures we're going to cover, we want to point out the time period of the end, but also notice how much Yahshua is mentioned in the scriptures along with our great overseer and the work that they're doing in this time period. Okay, so the last day's work of the one called the branch of the olive tree, and we know that's in Revelation 11, 1 through 4. And we can go ahead and read that. We'll read verse 4. We have Revelation 11, verse 1 through 4 on page 978. And it talks about the 3.5 years, and then verse 4, these are as it were the two olive trees, and as it were, and the two lamps of the seventh lampstand ministering for the Father in the earth. Okay, we know those two olive trees and the seven lamps are mentioned in Zechariah chapter 4. So Zechariah chapter 4 verse 2, we see that on page 718, what do you see? And I said, I see and behold a lampstand, all of gold, with its bowl for oil on top of it, with its seven lamps on it, and there are seven pipes and seven lamps. Okay, so it's talking about Yahweh's prophesied seven works right there. And it's going into the two witnesses, showing that these two are two of the seven that Yahweh prophesied, okay? Verse 12, what are these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil through them? Verse 14, on page 719, Zechariah 4:14. Then he said, these are the two anointed ones who stand for the supreme ruler of the whole earth. Remember, Revelation said, ministering for the Father and the earth. Okay, so we see these two, Yahweh's two witnesses, mentioned again in Zechariah 5, the whole chapter, but let's read verse 11. And he said to me to build the house of Yahweh. Let's go back to verse 10. Then I said to the Malach who's speaking with me, where are they, the two witnesses, going with the ephah? And he said to me to build the house of Yahweh according to the standard of perfection sent by Yahweh's laws, in a Babylonian land which does not yet exist. And it will be established at that time, talking about the house of Yahweh, when the two witnesses are called out to do their work as the established place, the habitation of Yahweh, the house of Yahweh. Verse 5, it says, sent by commandment. That also means it was prophesied. So this is a prophecy of the house of Yahweh being established in the last days by the two witnesses. But we see in Zechariah chapter 6, verse 12, who's going to build that house. We know through the other prophecies it's Yisrael Hawkins, because Isaiah 43:28 talks about one witness, the witness Jacob given to death and the witness Yisrael to reproaches. We also see in Daniel chapter 12 where it's talking about the end. Daniel saw two, but he only spoke to the one clothed in linen. Okay? So Zechariah chapter 6 verse 11, Yahshua, son of Yahweh, the high priest. We know Hebrews 10:21, he's our high priest. Verse 12, speak to him and say, this is what Yahweh of hosts says. Behold the man whose name is the branch, for he will branch out from his place and he will build the house of Yahweh. Now we see there again in Zechariah 3 verse 8, you can read that on your own time. Yahshua and Yahweh says, my servant, the branch, mentioned together. So we have this branch of the olive tree, Zechariah 6:11 through 12, who will build the house of Yahweh. Okay, this is the same end that Yahshua spoke about. He spoke a lot about the end in Matthew chapter 24, and that's where we're going to go to. And I know we're all familiar with this scripture. Matthew chapter 24 on page 752. So verse 3, he calls it the end of the age. His disciples asked him, when will these things take place? And he said, they asked, when will be the end of the age? Remember, we talked about that age, meaning the last prophesied time period, a time period, the last 3.5 years. Okay, verse 14, we have, and this message of the kingdom will be preached to all the world by the one who bears witness, and then the end will come. Notice he says the one witness, one who bears witness, and then the end will come. He mentions him again in verse 31, and he will send his Malachim with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the earth to the other. So who's that? Who is the one who's gathering together Yahweh's elect? That's Yisrael Hawkins, Yahweh's last day's witness. He said he will send his Malachim with the great sound of a trumpet. We see that again in Revelation 22, 14, and 16. But before we go there, let's get our last two Yematrias, please. We have, where is the last day's tree of life? You see there 322, pastor's tag number. Can we get the next one? We have the way to the tree of life restored, and that's 322 as well. Okay, and that's important because in Revelation 22, verse 14, we see, blessed are those who keep his laws. Those are the ones in Matthew 24:31, Yahweh's elect that's being gathered in this time period. Okay, that they will have right to the tree of life, restored in the last days. Verse 16, notice Yahshua said, I have sent my Malak to testify to you these things in the congregations of the house of Yahweh. This is the last era of the house of Yahweh, the seventh era, the last congregation of the house of Yahweh, and he's gathering together his elect, all in this time period of the end. And with this, if y'all please stand, turn it over to the next speaker.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. Please be seated in the house of Yahweh, the great house of Yahweh. So the first screen shows the title of this, and it's called Yahweh Remembered Us in the Last Days. And you see us all holding our hands up, praising Yahweh for that. Well, yesterday when I was on, picked up my phone, there was an article, so I went to read it. It was called The Diamond Princess Cruise Ship in Japan Docked. Over 3,000 people were on board and quarantined for 2 weeks with the coronavirus. There was a lot of posts with comments on, many, and I kept reading them, and there was a lot of hatred, there was a lot of anger, and there was a lot of fear. And I got to this post, and this is the last one I read because I had had enough. It says, is this the beginning of the end? And so I asked myself, how do I feel about that? And so I just sat there and I said, Yahweh is faithful. And Yahweh is true. And we have 100% proof in the scriptures, in the prophecies, in the laws, and 100% proof in the Yematria that back up the great plan of Yahweh for us and his promises and his covenant that he keeps with us. My mind went to Hebrews 10, verse 16 on page 949 of your book of Yahweh, and it says there, this is the covenant that I will renew with them after those days, says Yahweh. And we can put that next Yematria up as I'm reading. I will put my law into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. Yeshua believed this, the prophets, because this is written in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33. Yeshua believed it without a doubt because he repeated it word for word. So I put in, what time is it? After those days, because it says after those days, and you see that 322, that's pastor's tag number for his van. That only belongs to him in these last days. Tag numbers weren't made before this time. The next Yematria I put in, the way I see it, a renewal of the beginning at the last days. And you see once again, that's the 322, the pastor's tag number. So let's go over some of these other numbers here. In Hebrews 40:21-47, it means memorable. Hebrews 21:42, it is the word zakar. Zakar is the word remember in Hebrew. To mark, to mention, to remember his covenant, to remember the day you came out of Egypt. And remember, that was at Passover, that they were delivered out of Egypt. Let's go to Acts 7:35, and it says, this Moshe, whom they rejected, saying, who made you a ruler and a judge? Let's do the next Yematria, please. Is the one Yahweh sent to be ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the Malak who appeared to him in the bush. Who is that hand of the Malak, as you see on there? That's 1074. That's the overseer's tag number. He led Moshe in that deliverance out of Egypt. Praise Yahweh for that. But the word remember means more than just to recall. It means to retain in thought and use and mentioning Yahweh's name in worship. So when we went to that number, when we added them all up, the 2147, the 1932, and the 322, it was number 4401. And in the Greek, it means to elect in advance, to choose before. So we know that before the foundations of the world were laid, Yahweh already had it in his plan that he would choose Israel Abel Hawkins as Yahweh's last day's anointed witness. And in the Hebrew, that same number means 4397, ministrative, a prophet. And it went to the number 4397, which is the word Malak, to dispatch a messenger, a prophet, or a teacher. The authority of a messenger in giving the message. Can we have the next slide, please? Revelation 22:16, Yeshua, our high priest, says, I, Yeshua, have sent my Malak to testify to you these things, to tell us about these things. One Malak. And we see in the Yematria, which is 100% proof, just as the scriptures, it backs up who that Malak is. 1074 is that tag number that only belongs to the overseer. No one else. Tag numbers were not made until these last days. So we know that that's what it's talking about. And if you don't understand where that word Malak comes, go to your Strong's, because in the King James Version it says angel. But it will take you to the same number, 4397, and it is Malak. That number 1450 that went with that, I have sent my Malak, is in the Hebrew a sheepfold. And we know that sheepfold is the house of Yahweh. And to go even further into that, you can go to your first book of Israel, chapter 13. It's called The Prophecy of Issachar and the Sheepfold. It's a wonderful, it's one of my preferred sermons that the overseer explains. In Greek, that 1430 means a limb. Now, according to the dictionary, a limb is a large branch of a tree. Now, we know that that tree of life is the house of Yahweh, spoken in Genesis 2, verse 9. And we know that branch, as spoken in Zechariah 6, verse 12, is our overseer, the great Israel Hawkins, where it's said that in Zechariah 6, verse 12, behold the man whose name is the branch, for he's going to branch out and build the holy house of Yahweh in these last days. These are prophecies that are as sure as the nose on your face. They are 100% sure. We can count on them. So I put in the next gematria, Yahweh zakkard us in the last days. Remember, the word zakkard means remember? Remember? Zakkar? Okay. So the number 3085 goes with that, but you see that 2022 there? That's the mountain, the promotion of the house of Yahweh in these last days, spoken of in Micaiah 4:1 and Isaiah 2:2, where it says, it will come to pass in the last days that the promotion of the house of Yahweh will be established in the chief of the nations, and all nations will eventually flow to it. Do we believe that? That's a prophecy. It has come to pass. And we're waiting for all the nations to come. Now that number 3085 means redeemed, deliverance of a nation of Israel, or Yisrael. And it also means, it goes to number 629. Can we have, oh, you have it up there. Great. You can follow along. It means redeemed, it means loosen, and in 3089 it means loose the quartet. That was on 9/9/06. We know that the overseer did that in Revelation 9:14 and 15. And to destroy the works of the devil in 1 Yochanan 3:8. And we know that the overseer does that every time he gets up and speaks, every blog he writes, every PW, he destroys the deception of the adversary. In Hebrews 3085, it means Yahweh has adorned, advance, to bedeck and bring an ornament upon. Now in that Greek 629, which is, when you relate that to a scripture, it's Yochanan 6:29, which is our work is to believe into the one that Yahweh has sent. And that also means salvation, deliverance of the saints of the tribulation at the coming of Yeshua. And at just as the hand of the Malak delivered Moshe out of this trouble, so he will deliver us out of this trouble. And also I want this here, Yematria, to show, are we rejoicing, House of Yahweh? We're rejoicing because we have the hand of the Malak leading us out of this tribulation delivering us. Our salvation draws near. Do you think Yahweh's rejoicing? Let's see. Let's see what that means. Yahweh's rejoicing. He's rejoicing over all of us. 1074. He's rejoicing that we're coming into unity with the overseer and that we all in unity do say, blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. Let's turn over to the next speaker.
Please be seated. The title of my speech is, It's All About Who You Know. How many of you have ever heard that expression? It's all about who you know. Well, after being in the house of Yahweh for many years, I found this to be true even in the house of Yahweh. It's all about who you know. I'd like everyone to turn to 1 Yochanan 2. We're going to read verses 3 and 4. 1 Yochanan 2, verses 3 and 4. Now, by this, we do know that we know him, if we keep his laws. He who says, I know him, but does not keep his laws, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Now, I want you to look at that. We're going to keep that up there for a minute. It is all about who we know. It is all about who knows us. This is very important, House of Yahweh, because when we are corrected and we get upset at the one who brings the correction, the truth is not in us. In 1 Yochanan 3:6, whoever abides in him does not sin. Who has taught us not to sin in these last days? Who? Israel Hawkins. Whoever sins has not seen him, neither knows him. So do we know Yahweh if we sin? No, and when we sin, we must be corrected. We have to get back in line with Yahweh. That's how we learn to know him. That's how he knows us. In Yochanan 10, verse 27, my sheep hear my voice. Who is Yahshua's voice? Who? Israel Hawkins. Remember Revelation? What? 10:7, yes. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Pastor is that voice. And if we know Yahshua, we follow Yahshua. But who is the one teaching us what to do? Israel Hawkins. I want you to think about something, because when people fall away, you know, they first say to you, well, you know, I don't have a problem with the house of Yahweh. It's just this one or that person or this one or the overseer. But when they leave, do they still follow the law? Remember, if you say you know Yahweh and you do not keep his laws, you are a... And the is not in. So when they leave and they quit coming to Sabbath and they quit coming to feast, you see them then, you know, they might have been corrected about the dress code while they were here, but boy, you should see them now. Okay? I put in the Yametria, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Numbers 5:30 and 47:25 that we're going to focus on today. Number 5:30 in the Hebrew is the feminine of 5:29, but 5:30 means literally firmness. Who is firm on Yahweh's law in this time period? Oh, the house of Yahweh. And who's the house of Yahweh led by? Israel Hawkins. Figuratively, security, fidelity, moral fidelity, faithful. And then it says man in brackets, set office. Who has set pastor in his office? Yahweh. Steady, truly, truth, verily. It comes from number 5:29, and in the Hebrew that means established. Who has established our overseer? Yahweh. Yahweh has established him. He's established us if we follow pastor. If we don't follow pastor, Yahweh doesn't know us. We're only known by our great teacher. We are the pupils. It's a classroom. He's the teacher. When Yahweh's looking in, he's looking at the classroom. And the head of the class right now is? So if you're not in his class, making A's, I might say, because everyone makes an A in Israel Hawkins' class. That other number is 4725, and it's from 6965, properly a standing, that is a spot, but used widely of a locality, staying in our place, that spot. Did you see that there? I can't go to work today. I can't do the work of Yahweh. I don't feel well. But then we can find time to sin. She who says she knows him but does not keep the law is a big fat. It's very important that we see that, because we want to be women of valor, women of truth, women of honor. This is what we want to be. And we can't get upset with one another. It's not like in high school. How many of you women went to high school? And you had to be in with the nice, you had to know the right crowd, you had to know the right people. It's not like that here. Don't think that you got to know this person or get to know that person to make it in the house of Yahweh. Yahweh needs to know you, and you need to know Yahweh, ladies. We're not here to please people. We're here to please Yahweh. When we choose our friends and our company, we keep company with those who keep the... Known by the company you keep in the Yamatria. Known by the company you keep. You see that? You see that big 322? That tag number of who? The great overseer. That word in the Greek, 322, is to exhibit. That is, by implication. We're on show. Heaven and earth are watching us right now. They are watching us. They are watching us and learning to know us. We're learning to know them, right? Number 1932. That word 1932 in the Greek is from 1933, but it means suitable. Who is suitable and tagged by Yahweh? Our great overseer, right? It comes from 1933, which means appropriate. That is, by implication, mild, gentle, moderation, patient. Oh, who's been so patient with us? I mean, for 1933 years, he's been telling us we're 99.9% perfect, right? He is so patient with us, teaching us, guiding us, leading us. I want to end with a couple scriptures here. Matithia 25, verses 11 and 12. And it's here we're talking about the wise and the foolish virgins. And in verse 11, it says, later, the virgins that didn't like to be corrected, that turned on the ones correcting them, the virgins that didn't go to class, didn't go do the work of Yahweh, those virgins came and they were like, ruler, Israel Hawkins, teacher, I'm sorry I wasn't in your class. Open for me, open. And Israel Hawkins said, I do not know you. Luke 13, 25 through 27. When once the ruler, the teacher of the class, the ruler of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock, teacher, teacher Yisrael, teacher, open for me, open. He will answer and say, I do not know you, nor where you are from. Then you'll begin to say, but I was in the sanctuary. I ate, I drank, I went to the family meals. I was there. Did you see me not? I was at the community meal. I was there. I sat in the sanctuary. I warmed the seat. Did you not see me? But he'll say to you, I tell you, I do not know who you are. Get away from me, all you who workers of iniquity, you who practice breaking the laws of Yahweh. You see, Yahshua said to Thomas, blessed are you because you got to know me personally. You walked with me. You talked with me. But there's coming a blessed people who are going to believe and know me without ever seeing me. They're going to know Yahweh without, they don't need these things, but they're going to know a great teacher, and they're going to follow him right into the great kingdom of Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Please stand as we turn it over to the great priest in Yahweh's house.
Hey, I know you. Praise Yahweh. This time we get to hear from great deacon Michael Austin. It's
Shabbat shalom, great saints of Yahweh. Please be seated. The peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. We're going to move a little quickly today. Let's turn over to Yochanan 1. Yochanan 1. If I can locate it. Yochanan 1, that's found on page 814. Yochanan 1, and remember, prophecy proves all. The house of Yahweh brings out the prophecies, and no one else brings out the prophecies. Just the house of Yahweh accurately foretells the things that are coming. So Yochanan 1, and in verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the plan of Yahweh, and the plan was with Yahweh, and the plan was Yahweh's. The same plan was in the beginning with Yahweh, and all things were done according to it. Quickly turn over to Deuteronomy 18. Deuteronomy 18, and that's found on page 162, Deuteronomy 18. And in verse 15 of Deuteronomy 18, it says, Yahweh your Father will raise up for you a prophet, a teacher like me from the midst of your own brothers, your own people. Him you must listen to. And he's done it again in these last days. Let's turn over quickly to Isaiah 44, Isaiah 44, and in verse 1 of Isaiah 44, page 558, it says, yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Look down to verse 8. Do not fear, nor be afraid. Have I not told you from that time and have declared, you are my witnesses. You are my witnesses. Now it says in Revelation 11:3 that he appointed to his two witnesses to foretell the things that were coming. And it also, of course, shows in Isaiah 2:2 and Micaiah 4:1 that the house of Yahweh would be established. Now, I love history. And my most loved book, and if you've never read this book, I highly encourage you to get it, is The Lost Faith of the Apostles and Prophets. It's a great book. It shows, you know, in the world they have like a Christian perception of how it all took place with the apostles. But Yisroel Hawkins, in these last days, it was appointed him to foretell the things that were coming and the things that took place in the prophecies. And he shows accurately in every detail what actually took place. He foretold these things. And another great book is The Two Witnesses. Now I want to read something from The Two Witnesses book on page 192. The dedication of the work of Yahweh by the two witnesses. On October 9th, 1980, the House of Yahweh Abilene held its first services in my own home, at which time there were only 8 people present. Immediately afterward, I acquired a mobile home and began to renovate it for use as a sanctuary. Okay, so it took him about 2 months to finish it, and then his brother Jacob was in complete agreement with this, and Jacob agreed to come and help dedicate the mobile sanctuary in 1980. And that the October 9th was the first services in his home, and it was in the 12th Roman month that the house of Yahweh was dedicated. Now, the homestead is a very, very special place. Yahweh did a lot of work through the homestead, and I had the blessing of talking with one of the brothers who was there. He was only 6 years old, but he said it was an amazing time, and he said he doesn't remember the sermons, but he remembered that they were powerful coming from Pastor. So I wanted to do a search, and it's called the House of Yahweh Homestead, and it has incredibly wonderful stuff in it. So let's get right into the code search. Okay, so if we can look over here, get this lined out. I'll have to kind of move it a little bit. Okay, so right here we have House of Yahweh Homestead, and it came up, and the skip was 1,257 letters between each letter, and in Strong's, that number comes from 1305, and it means to purify and select, okay? Then the next one, these were all connected together, and it's, so we have House of Yahweh Homestead, two, three, four, five, and six. And they all came in together, and it means House of Yahweh dedicated Bill J.G. House of Yahweh dedicated. So Beit Yahweh, and this is the Hebrew word for dedicated, and this is Bill and J.G. Pretty neat. I thought that was great. Okay, so then we have over here, of course, we have laws of Yahweh. Then down here we had finishing, because this is the finishing of the work for these last days and bringing forth a kingdom of priests and priestesses that will rule as Yahweh throughout all eternity. Okay? So over here, of course, we had priests, and it's also the Hebrew word, and it does mean priestess too. Okay? And this is where I always get lost. Okay, right here we have two witnesses. Two witnesses. And right here we have uplifted. Uplifted. Westward. Okay? Westward. Then the next one I thought was really great. It was the Hebrew year for 1980 and 1981, which was the year the first services were held. That's right here, 1980 to 1981. That was the year the first services were held and the dedication took place. Right there. Okay. Then another interesting thing came up. Right here was the Hebrew year of 1981 and 1982. And that was the year that Buffalo Bill Hawkins changed his name to Yisrael Bill Hawkins. Yisrael of Bill Hawkins. Okay. So then right here, number 15, we have 10-9. 10-9, and that was the month and day that the first services were held, and it connects to 1980. 10-9-1980. And that was pretty impressive when I saw that come out. That was the year that the first service, or the date the first services were held in Pastor Yisrael Hawkins' home. Okay, then over here, we have renewal. And on page 192 of the Two Witnesses book, it talks about renewal. Dedication, the Hebrew word for dedication, means renewal. Okay, so that came up. Then, of course, crossing House of Yahweh Homestead, we have 1074. Of course, that's always in there, 1074. And that was a really great to see that one come up, crossing it. Over here we have Yisrael. Yisrael. Right here we have Jacob. Right in order. Jacob. Okay. Then right here we have salvation. Salvation. Which wasn't offered to mankind till 1962. Its humble beginning was a radio show. Remember that. 1962 is when salvation began. Okay. 21. And we crossing Bill and JG is branches. Branches. That's amazing right there. Crosses Bill and JG's name, branches. This one is really great. Let me slide it over a little bit. Patio preaching. Patio preaching. That, my mouth kind of hit the table when I saw that. I couldn't believe that actually came up. Pastor was tickled when he heard that. Patio preaching. That was great. Remember how many people were at the first services? Eight. Eight people. Eight people right there. Now this last one crosses Yahweh's name. And this is Yahweh's name right here. Yod, Hey, Wah, Hey. This crosses Yahweh's name, 1074, which connects to Beit Yahweh, dedicated Bill J.G. And this word, okay, this word is, this shows you what was going through the mind of Yahweh when this was all taking place. Joyful, exuberant, jubilant, gleeful, gladness, and cheerful. He must have been just just incredibly joyous to see these things finally taking place, knowing that it wasn't long before the kingdom was going to be established. But you could see the great joy that Yahweh had as he saw the prophecies unfold for these last days and Yahweh's house get established by Bill and JG at a great place, the house of Yahweh Homestead. The history of the house of Yahweh is some of the most wonderful history known to mankind. And I highly encourage you, yes, praise Yahweh. House of Yahweh, the best. I highly encourage you to get the Lost Faith book. It's a wonderful book. House Yahweh Established. Go into the history. There's some videos about the establishment of the House of Yahweh. These things show the history of the House of Yahweh. Refresh yourself in these things because the prophecies, they're shown in prophecies, and it's shown by Yahweh that this is the place. There is no other. And it's the only place that's fulfilling the prophecies about the last day's work of Yahweh. And Yisrael Bill Hawkins is the only one who's been appointed by Yahweh to preach these things. So Yahweh bless you with a great Sabbath. If you'll all please stand. I have the joy and honor to turn over to a great priest in Yahweh's house, the great Kahan Benjamin Krauss Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom. Yahweh's peace be with everyone, everywhere. Please be seated. Wow, that's really tough nowadays. Okay, well, let's just get right into this, right? I'm from Alaska. We don't like to make small talk. And I never have much time. I like that song, "We Don't Have Much Time." Okay, let's put it up there. Title slide. Let's read it. This is Ephesians 1:10. The title is, "For the administration of his house at the completed time, to gather together in one to himself under one head, both the things which are yet in the heavens and the things also for the earth in him." You see that tag there, 1074, right? Okay, and we're going to learn about this administration that began in this choosing of this administration that began in the beginning. And we are now at the end of this choosing period of this administration of Yahweh that's fixing to go into action. Can we have the next slide? I was reading from Ephesians 1, 9, and 10. I'll read it again. "Having revealed to us here in the house of Yahweh the great secret of his plan, according to his righteous pleasure, which he has purposed to himself." And again, "for the administration of his house at the completed time, to gather together in one to himself under one head, the Messiah." Now, in that last slide, I took out the Messiah because I want you to remember, Messiah is working with who? Yisrael Hawkins. Remember, the Council of Peace is between them both. In these last days, both the things which are yet in the heavens and the things also for the earth in him. Now, revealing the great secret to us, 322, pastor's tag, on one of his vehicles, and Yahshua, Yisrael, the one head that we're all under at this time in the house of Yahweh, learning from 1934. That's when Yahshua began beholding this man that he was told to behold, the branch. And we'll get into that later in other sermons that are coming up. Now let's go to the next slide. Today, I bet you thought you heard the end of that number 996, right? Sorry, you're going to be hearing about that all the way through Pentecost, possibly into next year, because it's so deep, the secrets that Yahweh has in that number. I'll just give you a heads up. Today, Yahshua 28, 2022, it's also 2-22-2020. I'm sorry, Yahshua 28, 2020, 2-22-2020. You see that number 996, right? Now, the title of the sermon that I'm working off is from this book, The End of the Ages, Part 1, the 11th Book of Israel, sermon from 2511, entitled "The Administration of Yahweh Was Planned from the Beginning, Number 1. Subtitle, "The End is the Finishing of Yahweh's Plan of the Administration that will guide this world and universe. Okay, so let's go to the next slide and look at that subtitle there. You put that in your matria, notice, you get the 996. Okay, now what does that mean? Well, there's a lot of meanings to 996. You heard some in the last few weeks about Pastor on the Sea of Glass making his vow on 996 and how the Sea of Glass turned tied into 996. Okay, let's look at some definitions of 996 again. It says above, forehead. Keep those in your mind. Above, forehead. Think of an administration, by the way, too, when you think of the word above. From 995, cared, acted wisely, consider carefully, learned, paid close attention. Now, this is telling you what you're going to have to do to become a part of this administration. Skillful, teachers, understanding and discerning, inform, instruct, teach, direct, and attend. Remember what an administration does, as we're going to learn a little later. Strong's Greek 996 means help, aid, a helper, helping. That's what, if you go through this sermon that I'm quoting from, you'll see about the terms that Pastor brought up about what administration means. You know, helping, attending, serving, aiding. In fact, meeting urgent needs. Okay, that's what 996 means. It means meeting urgent needs. Now, Yahweh, does He not meet our needs? Does He not meet urgent needs at all times? Yahweh is a very present help in trouble, He says. He's going to prove to you that He is the top administrator and that we're to learn from Him to be administrators. Okay, now watch how He helped. I'm going to show you how He helped this last day's work and how He always has us on the forefront of His mind in front of us in His plan on that sea of glass, and that Yahshua even has Pastor's tag on His head. I know. You want to see the proof. Look at that second number, 6731. It means plate. Plate. And it's talking about the gold plate, not just a license plate, but a gold plate that the high priest wears on his mitre. Okay? Now watch this. And it's from 6692. It means to gaze, look. Gaze, look. Meaning, you know, pay attention. Keep your eye on. Behold, the branch. Remember in, I think it's Song of Songs 2:9, it says that the Messiah appears through the lattice. He gazes through the window. I'm going to show you what window He gazes through, and I'm going to prove you it's right over this sanctuary. I won't do it today. Let's go to the next slide. Let's look at this plate of gold that He's talking about here. Plate of gold 1074. Notice you get 322. That's the other plate. Okay? 2144 means, from 2143, it means memorial, a remembrance. Now, there's a picture there next to the pastor's plate of the high priest in his garb. That's from the Holy Garments book. I don't know how well you can see what he's wearing on his head, but there's a plate there that reminds him of something, keeps him in remembrance. It says, Holy to Yahweh on it. Remember Kodesh Li Yahweh? Says, remember, from 2142, remember. 2144 in the Greek means approved, acceptable. When you add up all these numbers in plate of gold 1074, you get 4398, and it means Moloch. From 4397, messenger, prophet, priest, teacher. Now, who would that be? The one that owns that tag, right? That plate? That gold plate? Strong's Greek 4398 is from 4396, and again it means prophet, foreteller, spokesman. Remember the Isaiah 44, let them foretell them, the two witnesses, and remember the spokesman of the two witnesses in Revelation 11? I believe it's 11:5. Who's the spokesman of the two witnesses? Israel Hawkins, right? Now look, a crown of glory, it's called, and a diadem of beauty, it's called in one scripture. Notice 322. The GMK 1074 plate 1962, we just heard the great deacon tell us about that year, 1962, when Pastor and his brother went on the radio in Eastland, Texas, and began broadcasting to the world, actually. You know, I mean, it started out where it only went so far. But if you remember, I believe the, what do they call those waves? Don't they go everywhere throughout the universe? Yeah? No? Am I wrong? All right. Let's look at some more proof. Can I have my next slide? This is known as the heavenly plate. You want to know why it's called a heavenly plate? There's two reasons. It's from Yahweh, and it's on the sea of glass, and everybody is looking at it at all times, including Yahweh. Now, I'm going to show you how Yahweh, as an administrator, can meet urgent needs, and he does it when we're not even paying attention half the time. How many times were you walking down a road and a meteor landed behind you? I mean, how do you know? I'm sorry, maybe that's pretty extreme. Maybe you were driving down the road and you had to pull over for some reason, and then, you know, that's because that deer had to cross the road, you know, before you kept going, so you didn't hit it, right? Yahweh is always in full control of our lives, okay? And sometimes you hit a few deer too, like I have, and you still make it. I don't know how, but the car didn't make it, but I did. And the poor deer didn't make it either. Okay, so let's look at this heavenly plate. Now, notice the first tag number, it's Pastor's Tag 1074, but that other number is 1478, and it means to expire. Expires. It means that plate was going to expire, right? Wasn't there a law in Texas that said after 7 years you had to change your plate? Yeah, there was, until the year 2016 when Pastor was issued that plate. Because Yahweh said, no, that's a forever plate. Okay? That's not going anywhere. Now watch this. It means to expire expires, but watch how Yahweh jumped in and met urgent needs. 1478 in the Greek is the word hiskia, and it comes from two words, 3050, Yahweh, of course, and 2388, which means helped. Remember, administrator, helper? Helped, maintain. In other words, you're going to maintain this plate. You're not going to lose it. Aid, amend. Yes. If you'll notice right here at the bottom, the law was amended on a certain day. It was amended, this law, by the texasdmv.gov. This is from their website. I'm taking it word for word. Let's read it. It says, license plates. As part of your vehicle registration, you are issued a set of general issued license plates. The plate number is assigned to you by TXDMV, Texas Department of Motor Vehicles, and cannot be personalized. As of 11-1-2016, you see that? 11-1? Pay attention to that number. The state of Texas will no longer automatically replace your plates after 7 years. So on 11-1-2016, the very year that Pastor was issued that plate in 2016, Yahweh jumped in because he said, no, that's a forever plate. We're not going to ever change that number. Okay? Okay, now watch this. Let's prove this was done for Israel. Next slide. Put in what I just read in the Yematria. Now, the only thing I changed is I took the name of that God out of there in November. And I just put, as of 11-1-2016, I changed that date. I took November out. That's all I changed. And look what number you got. 2474 from Hebrew 3478. Yisrael! Yisrael! He changed that law for Yisrael! Now, 1454 is the second number. And it meets from 2088, it means the one, the other. Remember? The two witnesses? 2088, go back and read the two witnesses in the study guide, and that very number, 2088, is explained about the two witnesses. And notice this Strong's Greek 1454 means resurrection. Are we not in the time of the resurrection? A resurgence from death from 1453, that means to awaken, to rise, to raise up. Now get this. From 58, to gather. To gather. Remember the administration? To gather together into one unity, one body right here? Whose job is that? No, it's not just Israel. It's all of our job with Israel, right? And Yahshua. And Yahweh, right? It's all a unity, right? Okay, now watch. It means to gather, to bring together. Think of the word Abilene. That's what the word Abilene means too. A place of assembly, a market or thoroughfare. Well, that won't make much, may mean much to you unless you know what I know about farm to market roads. You know what about a farm to market road? If you don't, you're going to. Watch. Next slide. Farm-to-market roads, you know those FMs like FM 603, FM 604? It's called farm-to-market road. Farm-to-market road is 1074. So whenever you see those signs, think of 1074 pastor, right? His tag? Because those roads were made for one purpose. To bring everyone here. To bring everyone here. This is the place of safety. I'm going to prove it to you. Okay? Did you know that the farm-to-market road system is the second largest road system in the United States? And it's right here in the state of Texas. Yeah, everywhere you go in Texas, there's FMs. South Texas, North Texas, East and West, there's farm-to-market roads. And they're the longest string of roads in the country next to the, I believe, the interstate system. Well, what an amazing coincidence, right? Let's go to the next slide. And watch this. All right. So from the day Pastor was born to 11-1, when that date was changed, it was 986 months. Can you flip the number? Flip the number. Did you already flip it? Flip the number, please. You already flipped it? Okay, you can do it yourself. Just open your book of Yahweh to page, the last page, 986, and just flip it. And you'll see it's still a 986, right? Well, there's a reason for that. 986 means trust, confidence, hope. And that's where your hope and confidence should be, right here. In every word, right here. From 982, put your trust to hide for refuge, secure, from 2620, to seek refuge, has a refuge, seek refuge, make refuge, to flee for protection. To flee for protection. Well, flee where for protection? I think you need to flee to Israel. I'm going to prove it to you. Can I have my next slide? In the same sermon I'm quoting from, in verse 123, Pastor says, so if you want to add that over here to this ages, generation, as is shown by the great apostle Shaul, it means a generation. It means time. It means become. It signifies a begetting or birth. Begetting or birth, that is, being born into the Yahweh family. The change that is going to take place. We shall all be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Remember the resurrection period we just read about? You remember the rest of it? At the last trumpeter. At the last trumpeter. Well, who is the last trumpeter? He's asking you a question. You know. So here's another question. Who is this trumpeter? Laughing. Okay, family. It signifies a begetting or birth. Hence, that which has been begotten, a family. Isn't that beautiful? Praise Yahweh. Applause. Put that in there just the way, yeah, it's written in the book of Israel. It's 3478. And look, it means Israel. He's the trumpeter. He's the trumpeter. He's the seventh Moloch. Watch this. From the third book of Israel, chapter 4, verse 123, Pastor says, verse 7, but in the days of the voice of the seventh Moloch, when he will begin to sound, the great secret of Yahweh would be finished. This great secret of forming his priesthood. Remember this administration. which you are the remnant of this day. You are the last day's witnesses to this thing, the forming of his house in these last days. The great secret of Yahweh would be finished as he declared to his servants, the prophets. Now notice, you get 2474 again, which is the same number you saw on the date of that, or on the law that they passed on that tag. And 2474 is from Hebrew 3478. And again, it means Israel. Come on. I don't see Pope Francis in there. Do you? I think everybody that's watching needs to pay close attention to this. Can I have my next slide? I wasn't able to get very far, but here, hold on. Let's do something real quick. You see administration there, but let me flip through something because I got to get to something here. I want to show you something here before I go because this ties into today's date. I want to get this in today. I can get the rest next time. Can you go all the way to slide 25? Where it says Daniel 2:22, because today is 2:22, right? Yes. Is today 2:22 on the Roman calendar? Yes. Are you there? Yes. There you go. Daniel 2:22 says, "You reveal the deep and secret things." You reveal the deep and secret things. Go to the Strong's, and it points to this word right here. Do you see where it's pointing? I loaded that Hebrew word there from Daniel 2:22, the hidden things, into Yematria, and notice the number I got. 1101, wasn't that the date they changed Pastor's tag? Didn't they change his tag on 1101, 2016? Yeah, they did. There is so much on this, brothers and sisters, I didn't have time to get through all I have today, but we'll get to it next time, okay? And in the moon of donkeys, your mind is going to be totally blown by what Yahweh shows is protecting us right here in this house. It's just incredible what Yahweh has in store for this house. This is going to be the greatest feast ever. If you'd all please stand. Keep serving Yahweh. You are in the protected place. And at this time, I'd like to present one of Yahweh's great priests, the great Kohen Yehuda Hawkins.
Please be seated. I give you page numbers in the book of Yahweh, but the work I did was on a translation that is in the King James Version of 1611 and the Douay Catholic Version of 1588. So please turn to Deuteronomy 32, verse 4. It's not going to be anywhere near what most things think. I'm going to read it as it's written in those Bibles. Deuteronomy 32, verse 4. You can go along in the book of Yahweh, but it's going to kind of slide out of the context of what this one's doing. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways of judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Okay, put that William L. Roy. Okay. The word God that is written in Deuteronomy 32, verse 4, translated from the Hebrew word Ail. And you'll notice they spell it A-I-L. Well, it's Ail. It's not El or Elohim, but that's the Canaanite translations of a Hebrew word or the Semitic word before it. But that's another story we'll cover probably during the feast. This Hebrew word Ail is listed on page 29 and 31 of a complete Hebrew and English critical and pronouncing dictionary by William L. Roy, which shows this word means the eternal Father who possesses all power in heaven and in earth. And then on 31, it goes on to say, the self-existent, unoriginated, independent, and eternal Yahweh who has produced all things. Hence, who is, who was, and who will be, as is written in Revelation 1 verse 8. The word iniquity that is written in Deuteronomy 32 verse 4 is translated from the Hebrew word awal. This word is listed on page 1023 of a Hebrew and Chaldee lexicon of the Old Testament, Julius I, which shows this word means to sin, to commit wrong. So this is what Deuteronomy 32 verse 4 is saying. He is Yahweh, the rock. Remember, Yahshua said, upon this rock I will establish the house of Yahweh. He is Yahweh, the rock, who is, who was, and who will be. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. He is the Father of truth and does no wrong. Just and right is he. That's what's written there. Now we're going to read Deuteronomy 32 verse 12 in the King James Version of 1611 and the Catholic De Wey Version of 1588. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. Okay, put Brown and Driver. Okay, thank you. The word Lord that is written in Deuteronomy 32:12 is translated from the Hebrew word Yahweh. This word is listed on page 1333 of Volume 4, the Dictionary of Classical Hebrew, by David Kleins, and also page 217 of a Hebrew and English lexicon of the Old Testament, which we have on screen, by Brown, Driver, and Briggs, which shows this word is Yahweh. Not Lord, Yahweh. Not Adonai, Yahweh. Not Apollo, Yahweh. Not the big head, Yahweh. Need I say more? The word strange that is written in Deuteronomy 32 verse 12 is translated from the Hebrew word nakar. This word is listed on page 932 of a Hebrew and Chaldee lexicon to the Old Testament by Julius I, which shows this word means to despise. The word God that is written in Deuteronomy 32 verse 12 is translated from the Canaanite word El. This word is listed on page 89 of a Hebrew and Chaldee lexicon to the Old Testament by Julius I, which shows this word means the gods of another nation. In other words, everywhere else but here. So this is what Deuteronomy 32 verse 12 is saying. So Father Yahweh alone did lead him, and there was no despicable god of the nations with him. And they are despicable. They tell you to eat pork. They tell you to eat bats. They tell you to eat rats, dogs, cats. And then they tell you that beef is bad for you. I heard that one too. Yahweh created those animals for your sustenance, and they're telling you they're bad for you. But eat some really good pork. How about a rat or a bat for the day, huh? All right. I know we're being a little mirthful, but let's continue. Now, if you would please turn over to Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 and 5. This is how it is in the King James Version. Now, this one is important. Deuteronomy 6, verse 4 and 5. This is my last verse. Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 and 5. Please go there. I'm going to read it again in the King James Version or the Catholic De Wey Version of 1588. Hear, O Israel! The Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thine soul and with all thy might. The only problem, he doesn't love you, or she doesn't love you, or it doesn't love you, however you want to look at it. Here's what the word Israel that is written in Deuteronomy 6:4 traces back to the Hebrew word Yisrael. This word is listed on page 622 of a Hebrew and Chaldee lexicon to the Old Testament by Julius I, which shows this word emphatically means the true, pious, and faithful Israel, so a title of honor for the select of the people. In other words, Israel, being of Israel, is an honorable thing to do. But there's more to it than that. Well, I'll go real quick. The word Lord that is written three times in Deuteronomy 4 verse 5 is translated from the Hebrew word Yahweh. This word is listed on page 217 of a Hebrew and English lexicon of the Old Testament by Brown, Driver, and Briggs, which shows this word means Yahweh. the last word, the word God that is written in Deuteronomy 6:4 is translated from the Hebrew word Ayil. This word is listed on page 29 and 31 of the Complete Hebrew and English Critical and Pronouncing Dictionary by William L. Roy, which shows this word means the eternal Father who possesses all power in heaven and earth, the self-existent, unoriginated, independent, and eternal Yahweh who has produced all things, hence who is, who was, and who will be, per Revelation 1 verse 8. I didn't write that. Dr. Roy did. I only passed it on to you. So this is what Deuteronomy 6 verse 4 and 5 is saying. Now this is a Shema. Hebrew word Shema, the name. Now that's not meant to hide the name, but to proclaim the name. Hear, O faithful Israel, you whom Yahweh has called out to honor. Yahweh is our Father. Yahweh is one. And you shall love Yahweh your Father with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. That's what it's all about. I wondered why the town that's being worked on was to be called Israel. Now you know why. Hear, O faithful Israel, whom Yahweh has called out to honor Yahweh. To honor, in other words, to honor. He's calling you out to honor you. Yahweh is our Father. Yahweh is one. We are to come to the unity of the faith, as the apostle said. And you shall love Yahweh your Father with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your might. Because, brothers and sisters, unlike God, he loves you. And remember, Israel means an honorable place of an honorable people whom Yahweh has called out to be his. May Yahweh bless your understanding. And I turn this services over to... Hold on, I get these papers picked up. I turn these services over to the great Kohan Ilya Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. Please be seated. But going on in the news, and of course, the environment that exists outside the house of Yahweh in this world today, we start off by showing most Americans, it says, are financially struggling. And it shows they're talking about, they say millennials, but they're talking about Americans in general. You hear this talk about the economy as being very strong, people making lots of money, everybody's enjoying life, but actually it's not true, and they're showing it's not true. Economists are saying that the economies are strong, corporations are making money, but the average American is going into debt, and they say 1 out of 5, I think it's probably a lot higher than this, but 1 out of 5 actually spend more than they make. They're actually spending more than they make. Say they make $10,000 a year, well, they're spending 15 to 20. They actually talk about where people will go out, they will put themselves into debt for 25 and 30 years, and in just a matter of a year or two, they'll spend their income for the next 30 years where they have to fight and scrape for years just to get back out of debt. But that's the way the American economy is set up, is to you indulge in your fantasy as far as the things you want, and of course you're buried in so much debt you can't get out of the rat race. And that's the way they're putting it, but it's made to look like it's enjoyable. But of course they're finding it's not enjoyable at all. And then, of course, you have the coronavirus that's still spreading abroad. And thing to notice is in China, watch the drastic measures they're taking. And they'll show a few people, a woman and a man, they'll show them for walking down the sidewalk, which there's nobody really out, but they were walking down a sidewalk without a mask. Watch how forcefully they arrest them. And, of course, everybody is, they're dressed in these complete, you know, garb from head to toe. Hands are covered, faces are covered, everything is covered on the body. They tape every opening shut so nothing gets in, but it's still spreading. And notice they'll go through, you're going to see them fumigating the city. These big trucks blowing this fumigation all over the place, trying to disinfect buildings, trying to disinfect everything in the city. But notice what they don't do, and it's what Revelation 9 says, they still will not repent of their sins. They still will not turn from what they're doing. But in this article right here, this was on Bloomberg News, it's important to notice, you see the main source of the way this is being transmitted? Fecal transmission may be behind coronavirus rapid spread. And the article says the novel coronavirus is shed in the feces of infected people, which may explain why it's spreading so fast, according to the Chinese researchers. It goes on to say the finding of the live virus particles in stool specimens indicate a fecal-to-oral transmission. Fecal-to-oral transmission. Remember, that's the same way the norovirus spreads. Remember the filth of the studies that were shown with shopping carts in stores. That's why it's so important that we make sure we clean our hands, use thieves, make sure we wipe ourselves down, spray ourselves. All of these things have been brought out. And it may sound odd, but watch the one man from China when he says he goes out, and the first thing he does when he comes back in is he disinfects his whole body, cleans his whole body because he's so scared that the virus is on his clothes. Well, of course, scientists travel right in behind this with their sorcery, and they're creating medications. But one of the first medications they're trying to implement is the HIV medication. And as Pastor has brought us, these viruses, they're like kinfolk, they're cousins. One breeding off the next, breeding off the next. And of course, they're saying the vaccines they're working on right now should be available in 3 to 4 months. But remember, these viruses mutate very fast. Then by the time you come up with one thing, it's already mutated into the next. So they're trying to keep up with these things. And of course, they get out of hand. And in the UK, there's something going on in the UK that hasn't taken place since the 1600s. And if please go back and remember what Pastor said about what occurred in the 1600s with the plague and what took place with the plague. It took out a lot of Catholic priests back in those days. But the same quarantine laws are going back into play in the UK, in the mainland UK, and they're saying it's the last time it was done is the 1600s because they're trying to control this virus, or they're saying this plague, because they're not sure how far it's going to go or what it can do. The CDC is warning that it's most likely going to continue into next year. But it's a rat race where they're trying to keep up with a creation that was created from sin, and they'll do anything but repent. They'll spend money, they'll create sorcery, they'll make money off a lot of people that are sick, but they'll do anything but repent. And then, of course, you have the United States dealing once again with Russia and China down in Venezuela. Remember Venezuela, where they appealed Maduro? He appealed before the Vatican, and he asked the Vatican for assistance. And remember, the Vatican replied was, you did not keep your agreements, we cannot assist you. So they're not assisting Maduro, but Juan Guaido, who's appointed, self-appointed president by the United States, is getting feedback. He's getting push. Well, Maduro recently told the Vatican that, listen, Venezuelans are leaving the Catholic Church. They're going to a different religion. While all that is taking place, you have Venezuelan oil in the United States going behind Russia and China. Keep in mind, Venezuela's sanctioned. They're not supposed to sell their oil. And you'll see in the article, there's only one country allowed to buy Venezuelan oil, and it's the United States. They gave themselves a waiver, so they can't sanction themselves for buying and selling the oil. Well, Russia and China wants to be a part of that too. Well, by Russia merely wanting to do that, they were sanctioned this week, their oil company, and they are now sanctioning their oil on the main markets. With all this going on, you have France and Africa going into Africa. Why? One word, oil. Libya and other countries are going in, trying to make bonds, but they're wanting to develop oil. All of these countries are out looking for oil. And remember President Trump. We stayed in Syria, speaking of the United States. Why? The oil. We're going to keep the oil. I like the oil, is what he said. And of course, Revelation says, hurt not the oil and the wine, this way of living. Now, while all of this is taking place, of course, you have the large, I mean, it's enormous. It's hard to use a word to describe the locust swarms taking place in and around the great river Euphrates. And when they show the map, you'll see it. You're going to notice these massive locust swarms. They're saying billions. They're not measuring them in millions, but billions of locusts. They're all in and around the great river Euphrates. They're in Africa right now, off the Horn of Africa, which, remember, right across that strait is Saudi Arabia. But they're showing how they're coming along, and they're saying that these swarms can devour an entire farm in less than 1 minute. Now, you're already in countries that are they're starving right now, and there's low food, there's drought, but then you have swarm of locusts come in, and it will devour what's left. And remember what Yahshua said. We're going to have disease, pestilence, you know, epidemics in place after place. There's going to be starvation. There's going to be many of these things we're seeing. And then last but not least, you have Turkey and Syria and the great river Euphrates. And notice what occurred. Just a few months ago, you had Turkey and Russia and Syria and Iran were going to bring this peace in Syria. Well, now you have Turkey bombing Syria on a daily basis, warning Damascus, you back down and let us have this land, or we're going to take this out further. We're going to get into more aggression with you. Now, Turkey has both United States and Russian weapons in what they're doing. And they're warning Damascus, we're going to push this through. We're going to get this done. So with all of these things you see taking place in and around the great river Euphrates, remember where we heard this first. Remember where this came first. And you can actually see before our very eyes all of these things coming, not just taking place, but all taking place in one time period, and that's during the last 3.5 years of a 7-year peace treaty. At this time, if we could please go ahead and play the news. At this time, if everyone would please stand, I would like to introduce the greatest teacher in the world, the great Kahan Yisrael, Abel Hawkins.
Praise Yahweh! Praise Yahweh! Oh, you're looking great. You sound great. You're beautiful, too. Praise Yahweh! Please be seated. The peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. The news is really looking great. Everything is. What is great about it, we foretold it before it ever came to pass. That's a great thing when, and only Yahweh can do it, of course. But the foretelling prophecy, Yeshua quoted a lot about this and said, you should believe when you see this, you should believe everything that the prophets have spoken. Texas passed a law to let me keep my tag forever. That's an eternal tag then, right? For all of you. That's our eternal tag. The great Kohan Benjamin Krauss Hawkins didn't have time to cover it, but he will. He's working on the administration, and he will probably the next time we speak, but he'll be showing you that I actually mentioned that number 1074 9 years before the state of Texas gave me that eternal tag. That's pretty great. Passover. There's a lot of different scriptures, here a little and there a little, that indicate we're going to have a great Passover. Now, I don't think it'll be this Passover, but I could get a surprise right there. It could be. But you need to be in the protected place. Colossians, the book of Colossians, it says that the feast of Yahweh, the feast of Yahweh, or a shadow, his shadow, from things to come, from things to come. Now, we're in the last 3.5 years. We know that. We saw it in prophecy. We brought it out to all the world. So we're in the last 3.5 years. And that Passover that was experienced. I don't have time to get to all of it today. It'd be great if we could, but it's going to take a while to cover it, but I want to touch on some of it. Right now, it's 6 weeks and 3 days to Yahshua's memorial. 6 weeks and 3 days. It's 6 weeks and 4 days to Passover 2020. 6 weeks and 4 days. The date is 4-7-2020. That's for Yeshua's memorial, and 4-8-2020 for Passover. You need to be, a lot of people are. There are a lot of people are already getting ready, and it doesn't hurt to come early. You can learn a lot at the house of Yahweh in one day. A lot. What I want you to know is Satan is really crafty. And she's very much against mankind. Mankind is about to receive his reward, as shown in Genesis 1:26. I'll make man in my image after my likeness, and I will give him authority. Well, of course, that authority, that administration, was given to Satan to begin with. Yahweh's original sons, which left their first estate. I've got sermons on that. If you need them, you can get them. The great thing about the house of Yahweh, we answer every question. Every question. That is every scriptural question. And we answer it with scriptural. Scripture, there's no interpretations. We don't interpret the scripture. We let the scripture interpret the scriptures, here a little and there a little. But the end of sin is going to be in this generation. Sin is not going to be allowed into the kingdom of Yahweh. Sin and sinners, praise Yahweh. The sinners are going to destroy themselves in this generation. Now that's a prophecy shown in the scripture. In this generation, the sinners, those who will not repent and convert to practicing Yahweh's laws, will be destroyed, leaving them neither root nor branch. Read Malachi 4, 1 through 4, and then do what he says in verse 4. Remember Yahweh's law, statutes, and judgments. Why they ever did away with them, I just can't understand it. The world getting punished for world sin, for their own sin. Now, Yahweh's not punishing them. Right now, they're punishing themselves. You can see it on every news show. If you just watch, sickness and disease is everywhere. War is everywhere. They're punishing themselves. They're going to kill themselves. Yes. The sinners are going to kill themselves with the nuclear bombs that the sinners invented in this generation. It started in 1934. Knowledge increase started in 1934. The bombs started in 1934. I was born to tell you about it in 1934. Yahweh shows the date of my birth, 8/28, over and over and over in these prophecies. We're tagged with those numbers, my date of birth, my tag numbers, a lot more too than that. And you got to come and just not too long from now in the sermons. Some are asking, why did the Catholic God worshipers, priest, why did the Catholic God-worshipping priest who eat pork, why did they change these laws? Why would they submit such, why would they do such crazy things to bring all this misery upon the face of the earth? Listen to this, Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts. It's like the mothers are pleading with the world. Don't let my daughters be molested. Girl Scouts, this is put out by CNN. And they're telling the parents here, she doesn't owe any one a hug. She doesn't owe anyone a hug. Don't tell my daughter to hug another woman or another girl. That's what the boys, the Girl Scout, and the mother is telling the Girl Scout. Don't take my daughter into your camp and start telling her she owes a hug to some other girl. You know, I brought a bunch of sermons on that stage years and years ago, X-rated sermons. We called them X-rated to try to get sin stopped. And we did. She doesn't owe anyone a hug, even at the holidays, she said. This is the mother saying this. However, the Girl Scouts of America post says, this could set the stage for unexpected emotional consequences. Yes, it does. That's the reason we tell you, don't listen to me. Listen to me. Listen. Are you listening? Don't touch. Do not touch. The world is saying the same thing. This world is getting in such crappy shape. There's danger everywhere you look. Don't touch. The Girl Scout post says this will lead to unexpected emotional consequences. Even if they gave you a gift, gave you a gift. You know, the scripture says, the scripture tells you, you choose men of righteousness for an office, get men who hate gifts, or women who hate gifts. Think of this. Telling your child that she owes someone a hug, either just because she hasn't seen this person in a while, or because they gave her a gift, can set the stage for questioning whether she owes another person any type of physical affection. Now, get this one. I raised my children this way over 20 years ago. Why did I do this? Because I had been a victim of sexual abuse by a family friend. Today's world, there's no such thing as a family friend. Uncle, aunt, whatever you want to call yourself. This world is so sick, it's pitiful. This is the Girl Scouts of America telling you what I told you 20 years ago from that stage over there. Most of the people hearing me now, you know, didn't hear those sermons, but maybe you should. This is a sick world, a very sick world. And in 5 minutes, you can get something in your body that science are now telling the people what I told them 20 to 30 years ago, that these things swarm in your body. They find homes in your body, even in your brain. Even in your brain, your heart, your muscles, everywhere. And then you start saying, oh, I got arthritis. I can't move. I can't come to work. Oh, I'm hurting. Yes, you are. And Yahweh is going to allow it. He wants you to see what sin sickness is all about. If you and when you get your subconscious mind, you will not forget this forever. You'll remember every word that I'm bringing you right now. Why did I do this? Because I had been a victim of sexual abuse by a family friend for many years as a child. I did not want my children to think I had to hug or touch others. That's the reason she's telling this to the Girl Scouts today. The world is suffering, brethren, really bad. You don't know the half of it, because you're protected by Yahweh. They're following a priest to each pork. Following the priest at each pork. Listen to this and tie them together. I showed you how they combine the unclean food that Yahweh tells you is unclean. Now this end, this is the subject of the end of man's sins. They're going to destroy themselves. Their minds are so confused, they can't make a righteous answer to even a child's question. Years ago, went to the hospital for a persistent headache. A headache. That lasted over a month, but when the doctor scanned his brain, they found he had hundreds of tapeworms living there. Well, where did they come from? They came from pork. Additional scans revealed even more worms in other parts of the upper body. Mixotomy with this thing right here. It all starts with a touch. Yeah, that's what the woman just told you, and this is a woman of the world. It all starts with a touch. It starts emotions to going. It should be hell for your husband or your wife. Additional scans revealed even more worms in other parts of the upper body. Mixotomy and pork together, and you have swarms of these things in your body that search out and find the STDs that was already there. STDs that could have been planted by your mother or your granddaddy. Four generations back, they stay with you. The body was made in this wonderful way to really be enjoyed to the fullest. And we have taken it and added sin after sin after sin, and we have a world now that is pleading, saying, why did a priest who eats pork, why did the world follow that priest? There are multiple presences of space-occurring lesions in the patient's brain, Dr. Wang said, to Pure Video. It's also the lungs, and fills up the muscles inside the chest cavities. Then we get to where we can't breathe. We say, my lungs are collapsing on me. My lungs are collapsing. Oh, boy. The priest who eats pork. Let's turn over to Isaiah 65. Isaiah 65. Now, this is in the end time. We're in the end time. These sins have been building for years and years. This prophecy right here, this Isaiah, he wrote this Isaiah 65 in the year 698 B.Y. B.Y. is before Yahshua. Years before Yahshua. He wrote it 698 years before Yahshua. Since Yahshua, we have 2020. Many, many years ago. And these sins from these priests who notice verse 4, eat swine's flesh, second line of verse 4, who eat swine's flesh. Speaking to the Catholics, these Pharisee Catholics, Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, and Herodians, they're all Catholic God worshipers. Speaking to them here in Isaiah 65. In verse 1, he says, I am sought by those who did not ask of me, for me. I am found by those who did not seek me. I said, here I am, to a nation that was not called with my name. No, they refused his name. Prophet Jeremiah said they took it out, caused the people to forget his name, forget the name Yahweh. We're bringing back something, brethren, by prophecy, the name Yahweh. That's been hidden from the world, been hidden, totally hidden from the world. And we've brought it back and made it popular now. Yes, that's our job. Isaiah 2 said, and 45 says, second chapter and 45 to chapter 45, Isaiah, said, Yahweh called us for this purpose, so they may know from the rising of the sun to the setting thereof that my name is Yahweh. We're doing it. I don't think I brought the blessing this week that, last week we broke all records. There's almost 2 billion people listened to that broadcast last week. And yes, they're writing, wanting to know how can they get here, when, how soon we can. I said, man, get us some tents. Would you live in tents again if you had to? I would. But we are getting ready for you. Believe me, we're getting ready. Well, Isaiah 65:2, he says, I've spread out my hands all the day to a rebellious people. Now remember, he eats swine's flesh. Yes, he's rebellious. He's a God worshiper. He's not only stupid, he's evil. You know any preachers that eat pork? The world is full of them due to the Catholics. Yes, the Catholics was started with Cain. Cain. I brought that out, proved it. Over and over, even in the Yamatria, it's proven. To a rebellious people who follow Satan. They belong to Satan. First Yochanan 3. Read that chapter. You'll find out they belong to Satan. They don't belong to Yahweh. They'd have to repent and convert to belong to Yahweh. I've spread out my hands all day to a rebellious people who walk in a way which is not right, and their own thoughts and devices. This is what the woman here is pleading with Girl Scouts of America. Don't let my daughter be touched. Don't take my daughter down there and let her be touched. A people who provoke me, well, the great Kohan Yehuda, I think he covered that, I hope he did. They can't provoke Yahweh. They might try, but they can't. A people who provoke me to anger continually, they provoking themselves to anger is what they're doing, and to war and hatred and sickness and disease. To my face, who sacrifice in the gardens, remember the gardens, please remember the gardens. Genesis 2, verse 9. Remember the garden where it all started. The garden of genes and greens. Genes that came down to you and brought you all kinds of hurt and harm. You have headaches. You have toe aches. It goes clear through from one end to the other. Right now, if you don't have it, you'll soon have it. If you had the years for it, it would kill you. I praise Yahweh, we're in the last 3.5 years when the house of Yahweh will be changed. They burn incense on the altar of brick, who assemble and spend nights, that is Halloween, keeping a memorial to the dead. To the dead. That's dead rabbis. That's where you get the word Lord. You preachers, wake up out there now. This word Lord, it comes from dead rabbis. When you tell the people to use the word Lord, you're having them pray to the dead. Isn't that just a little bit stupid to pray for the dead? For the living? Pray to the dead for the living? Who eats swine's flesh. Got it between your teeth right now, don't you? You got more of it in your brain and gut than you got between your teeth. You can't see it yet. You're going to start feeling it if you haven't felt it already. And you're going to be running to the doctors and the pharmacies and help me. Yahweh told you, thousands of years ago, don't eat pork. He told you to stay away from sexual sins too, didn't he? Why won't you believe Yahweh? Why can't you believe Yahweh? Yahweh tells you in advance everything that's going to take place. Who eats swine's flesh and the broth of abominable things is in their vessels, that is, in their blood vessels, who say, sin by yourself. Don't come near to us. We're holier than you. Here's the one that eats swine's flesh that has brought all the goofy objections to Yahweh's laws down through the century to the people. You know, America was discovered in 1492, and before the King James Bible ever got here in 1600, the popes had the courts, the hospitals, the Vatican itself. Look it up, Google it. It means divining serpent. Divining serpent who eats pork. Who raped children. And the Girl Scouts are saying, don't get my child touched. Don't touch. We too. Don't touch. Read. Isaiah 65. Pork. This article. I just read it to you. That's just one case. There is billions of people on the face of the earth right now that's suffering from this same thing. Some more, some less. Well, there's where it came from. Why? Leviticus 11. Now, I want you to think on this one. Leviticus 11. This is one of the grandest things and passed over by Christian people, by Christian people who can't think. Their minds are so boggled, they can't think. They got their minds on the world. I want to go here tonight to see if I can find pleasure. I got to waste some time. I just can't stand it here. I can't stand it here in this house anymore. Studying means nothing to me. I don't want to read. I want to go have fun. Well, they drag back that night half drunk, if they get back. Some of them get killed on the way back. I'm telling you, the world. It's going on constantly. If they don't get shot or knifed, killed in a road rage. Wake up. Yahweh's talking to you. Here in chapter 11. Now, this chapter was written in 1490 B.Y. If you don't have that in your Bible or something, write it down. 1490 B.Y. Today is 2020 A.Y. 2020 A.Y. That's 3,510 years ago. They can see microorganisms now, but you can't see microorganisms with the naked eye. Now think for a minute. How did he know that there was unclean microorganisms in swine's flesh? How? Come on, hit yourself on the head or something. Get your brain to going. Yahweh told you this. Yahweh knows and told you, don't eat pork. Yahweh can foretell the future. Only Yahweh can do this. So why are you rejecting Yahweh? You preachers out there. I'm talking to about 1 billion of you right now. Preachers who are leading your people to eat pork, to poison their body, and telling them the Ten Commandments is done away with. Yeah, you're the ones that did it. You did away with them to the people. Not to us, you didn't, and you never will. And because of the Ten Commandments and those who follow those Ten Commandments, everyone won't be wiped out. There's going to be a great Passover, a great Passover, and a protected place. And the blood of the Lamb is going to be there too. In fact, the Lamb is high priest over the house of Yahweh. Hebrews 10:26. Yes. And he shows you what he's teaching in verse 10. Verse 16, I believe it is. 10:16. Hebrews 10:16. Then verse 21, he's high priest over the house of Yahweh. And then he tells you, are you awake? Then he tells you, let me turn and read it right quick. You people that haven't been to the house, I think you should start trying to move here. Yeshua, in this one chapter, verse 21, high priest over the house of Yahweh. Verse 16, he's putting the laws of Yahweh in your hearts. You know, the very fact that you know that Yahweh can tell you he can tell you and told you 3,000 years ago that pork was unclean? They didn't have microscopes at that time. How could they possibly know? Can't see it with the naked eye. Surely that makes sense to anyone within my voice. No man could have told them that pork was unclean. How could they know it? You eat a big batch of it, you don't even know it. You don't even know that you poisoned yourself. And then years later, your body starts breaking down. Add sexual sin to that, and it starts breaking down sooner. And you just can't stand it. And your children are born deformed. Oh, what difference does that make? I just want to live my own life. Didn't want that child when I had that child. I should have aborted it. This is the world's attitude, brethren. You know how many billion babies you've murdered out there because of eating pork? Yeah. Yeah, your mind is poisoned. You're confused. That's what Yahweh tells you you'll do when you do these things. When you commit sexual sins, when you eat pork or any other thing that is unclean, and Yahweh shows you the clean and the unclean, even fish. How did he know that? How did a man couldn't know it? No man could know that till thousands of years later when we invented the horoscopes that shows us how horrible this nation is. And what we have stuck in our bodies. Hebrews 10:24, Yeshua is the one that said this. Here in Hebrews 10, look at 24. Let us consider one another. That's his teaching. That was his teaching throughout the time he lived. Thirty years he was teaching these people, he and his family, teaching these people to save them from sickness, disease, wars. And my, did they reward him for that. They hung him on a stake, a tree, with his hands above his head. And let him die. And stuck a spear in him to get rid of his blood. That's the thanks he got from those who eat pork. It's that bad. And look what he says to you here. This is what he's saying to you now. Let us consider one another, how we may urge one another on towards love. He taught it thoroughly. First Yochanan 2 and 3 teaches you how to love. Yeshua put it to practice. He even loved those who murdered him. Toward love and righteous works. Oh, let's do away with that, those righteous laws. We don't want them. Let's go and worship the sun on Sunday. Sunday, that's the day we want to go. Where do you get a commandment for that, you say? Where'd you say that was written? No, that's the first day of the week. What did Yahweh tell you to do? He said, keep the seventh-day Sabbath. Seventh-day Sabbath. Not just one, everyone. Every one of the 7-day Sabbaths. From week to week. from one new moon to another is a Sabbath. You really need to get here. And one feast day to another. Isaiah 66, that's the next chapter. Isaiah 65, you can turn from following the man who eats pork to the one who tells you don't eat pork. In one chapter. Because we're going to live forever. That's right. We're the house of Yahweh is the only eternal thing on earth. That's a fact. Well, now notice he's speaking to you now. Love righteous works. Love and righteous works. You find that in Yahweh's righteousness. Yeshua said, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness. Then why did you want to do away with Yahweh's righteousness? The seventh day Sabbath, the fourth commandment. If you break one commandment, you're guilty of breaking them all. Then why are you going to church on Sunday? To learn the way of the sun god Baal, who tells you the stories of Santa. Now you want to believe Santa Claus. Why can't you believe Yahweh, who can tell you in advance thousands of years and it comes to pass? The prophecy in Isaiah also told you that in the last days I will establish my house. In the last days, not earlier, won't be there. The Catholic Church was there, but not the house of Yahweh. In Eliyahu's day, there was 450 of you guys. That was the men. Jezebel had more than that. She had lot more than 450. But Eliyahu was Yahweh's only prophet. Today there's 4,199 of you guys worshiping the Lord, obeying Santa Claus, worshiping the dead, keeping memorials to the dead, eating pork while you do so, with these abominable things in your vessels. Surely that's plain enough. Surely you want to get out of there by now and get to Yahweh's house, just in knowing that. Not forsaking the gathering of yourselves together. If you break this law right here, it means you broke it. And it's a commandment. Look at that. As the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, notice, don't forsake this assembling of yourselves together, because it's sin. Breaking this day is sin. Not keeping the Sabbath is sin. For if we sin willfully, read the rest of that. Yeshua said it. I'm not telling you this. He said it. He's the high priest over the house of Yahweh. He's trying to put these laws in your heart. That's the most wonderful thing that anyone can do, is make you love Yahweh. But brethren, in these last days, it's hard. It's hard to pull anyone out of this sin-sick world. As sick as it is, it's hard to get anyone to see, because their minds are so confused now. They're blogged. They got these abominable things in their vessels. Yes, it slows down the brain, confuses the brain. It's hard to get in there with truth. But Yahweh says we're going to find about 2 billion, and they're going to be coming here to his house. That's what he said. To the land of Israel, not forsaking. He's the one that's saying this to you. And if you don't do it, it's sin. And you better read the rest of it. You preachers out there, you better read this. The fourth commandment says, keep holy the seventh day. I got one more sermon on this, so I'm going to have to stop right there. You really need to study this. And, of course, I've written a letter now that will help you in some of this. This letter is very important. We got it fixed to where we can start teaching classes if you want to teach it. What I'd like to do is something like the lamplight session. We want to get this recorded and set up to where we can send this out also on the on the internet where everyone in the world can watch it. But I want to have quite a few teachers, so turn your names in at the South office and we will set you up to teach a class. And using this letter that I've just written, it's very important on the end and what we're facing right now and how we can start turning this thing around, and the people in the world can see then from this, they'll be able to see it live also, and the teaching will get you recorded with your class. I want something I'm thinking of, a lamplight session to where there's just a few people, in front of the teacher, to where y'all can have part. Everybody can have part in this, and everyone who listens then can become a teacher if you want to. And speaking of learning to teach, I've taught several, and I can help you if you need me to. If I don't do it myself, I'll get someone else to. But I can do it. I'm limited to the time that I could be with each person. But I can do this by phone and have done it. You've seen some of it today. I tell you, brethren, that the sermons that I heard before this meeting right here, they were fabulous. Everyone, if I could get everyone in the world, I wanted to sit there and listen and just let the women go on and teach. These women are great. If you'll get, I'll teach you how to use your matria. I'll teach you how to get scriptures to go with all the, anything you show me in your matria, I can get you scriptures to go with it. And I can show you how to bring forth your own sermon with thee. Call the office and get your name set up. We'll get you to where anyone, child, even your children. You want to learn it? I'll teach it to you. We need thousands of teachers. We do. And we're going to get them. Yahweh bless you. And I'll turn the service back to the next leader. I love you.